はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
夏子です。
Peter here. Lower Intermediate Lesson No. 11 Postcards Part 2。 夏子さん、今日はどうですか？
今日はお返事がどうなったか楽しみですね。
That's right. We're gonna see what is in the answer. Now, just to remind you, who is speaking to who here? 夏子さん？
佐々木さん and 石原さん。
佐々木さん is the female. 石原さん is the male, and he is now in the U.S.He received a postcard from his good friend, Sasaki-san. And today the reply has come. So, let's take a look at today's lesson. Here we go.
Henji ga kita.
Sasaki-san, gobusata shite imashita. Otegami, arigatou gozaimashita. Otegami o yonde imasu to...あなたと一緒に過ごした時間を懐かしく思い出します。実は最近、佐々木さんのことをよく思い出していたんです。なぜなら、来月私は結婚することになったからです。この年になると、やっぱり一人でいたくはありません。こちらから連絡をしようと思っていたのですが、遅くなってしまってごめんなさい。詳しくはまた連絡します。
石原、
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
返事が来た。
佐々木さん、ご無沙汰していました。お手紙ありがとうございました。お手紙を読んでいますと、あなたと一緒に過ごした時間を懐かしく思い出します。実は最近、佐々木さんのことをよく思い出していたんです。なぜなら来月私は結婚することになったからです。この年になると、やっぱり、一人でいたくはありません。こちらから連絡をしようと思っていたのですが、遅くなってしまってごめんなさい。詳しくは、また連絡します。石原。
次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。
返事が来た。
He replied.
佐々木さん、ご無沙汰していました。お手紙ありがとうございました。
Ms. Sasaki, I must apologize for my long silence. Thank you very much for your letter.
お手紙を読んでいますと、あなたと一緒に過ごした時間を懐かしく思い出します。
When I read your letter,I recalled nostalgically the time that we spent together.
実は最近、佐々木さんのことをよく思い出していたんです。
Actually, I'm often reminded of you recently.
なぜなら、来月私は結婚することになったからです。この年になると、やっぱり一人でいたくはありません。
That is because I will be getting married next month. When you reach this age, well, I don't want to be alone.
こちらから連絡をしようと思っていたのですが、遅くなってしまってごめんなさい。
I was thinking that I would contact you. Apologies for my tardiness.
詳しくはまた連絡します。
石原。
I will send more details later. 石原。
夏子さん、今日の会話どうでしたか？
なんだかロマンチックな話になってますね。
Yeah, it's becoming romantic. We're going to have to wait and see how this turns out. Natsuko-san, again, we had a really eloquently written letter.
Yes.
And we'd like to take a look at that. So first, let's just go through some vocab real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Then what we'll do is we're going to take a look at the conversation because there's a lot of stuff that you can really use in there. Here we go. Natsuko-san, お願いします。
懐かしい。
Nostalgic. Dear. Missed. Sample sentence, please.
この店は80年代の懐かしい曲をよくかけている。
This store plays lots of nostalgic 80s music. Next.
実は。
As a matter of fact, the truth is. Sample sentence.
実は明日誕生日なんです。
To tell the truth, tomorrow is my birthday. Next.
お手紙。
Letter. Next.
ご無沙汰。
Long silence.More about this when we get into today's dialogue.
詳しい
Detailed. Okay, Natsuko-san, let's take a look at today's letter. Because this letter was so well written.
Mm-hmm.
I think this will be a great resource for the listeners out there.
Yes, to learn polite Japanese.
Polite Japanese and extremely polite Japanese.
Yes.
Very, very eloquent. Here we go. We don't need the first line. Let's just start with the letter.Again, we have the name of the person followed by?
San.
Then this is followed by?
ご無沙汰していました。
It's been a while since my last contact. This is what we translated it as, but there's so much that goes into this phrase. And a few things about this. First, when we went through the vocab, we defined this as a long silence. What follows this is, する, in the past progressive, していました。The polite past progressive. So, long silence, I was doing. The literal translation. But here, again, what's included, I haven't contacted you for a long while.
Yes.
And it's extremely polite.
Mm-hmm. So, it has the nuance of apologizing for not keeping in contact for a long time.
Natsuko-san, 毎度どうもありがとうございます。Perfect explanation.Few things about this word. You can use this in written Japanese or in spoken Japanese.
Yes.
Now, the person you use it with should be someone who you respect very much.
Yes. And respect is a good word.
Yeah.
Because you can use this among friends as well.
All right. Next we had.
お手紙ありがとうございました。
Now, Natsuko-san, we have the honorific prefix o in front of the word for letter.
Mm-hmm. 手紙。
So we have?
お手紙。
Now, お手紙ありがとうございました。Is there anything that's supposed to come in between here? Or is there any variation of this?
It's supposed to be お手紙をありがとうございました。
But you'll see this quite often that it's omitted.
Mm-hmm.
Another one I noticed too, especially with email. 返事。
Ah, yes.
返事ありがとうございます。
Yes.
Or?
お返事ありがとうございます。
Again, with theHonorific prefix,
お。
お返事ありがとうございます。So if you're responding to your Japanese friend, of course you can use this.
Yes.
Next we have.
お手紙を読んでいますと、あなたと一緒に過ごした時間を懐かしく思い出します。
I nostalgically recall the time we spent together when I read your letters. Now, Natsuko-san, in this case,、
mm-hmm.
What letter is he speaking about? In general, or it's kind of inferred that he's speaking about the letter he just received.
Yes, the letter he just received.
Yeah. Okay, now what we have here is the subordinate clause first. Natsuko-san, can you give us that?
お手紙を読んでいますと。
Here, to follows the subordinate clause.
Mm-hmm.
And here it's closer to time.
Yes.
When I'm reading your letter.
Mm-hmm. And because it's...Present progressive used here. It's like while I'm reading your letter.
Yeah. One more point of interest in this sentence. 懐かしく思い出します. Fondly recall.
Mm-hmm.
But here, the adjective is modifying to recall.
Yes.
Because it's modifying it, it's actually く.
Mm-hmm.
The E changes to
く.
So instead of 懐かしい思い出す, we have?
懐かしく思い出す.
Again, some fine points. Remember, when an adjective modifies a noun, becoming an adverb, we need to change that E to?
く.
And it precedes the verb.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Also, again, we start from the back. This is followed by.
実は最近、佐々木さんのことをよく思い出していたんです。
To tell the truth, recently, I often recall things about you. Now, let's just explain here a bit more, because this is the English translation. But let's pay attention to the Japanese. First we have?
実は。
The truth is. Next?
最近。
Recently. Followed by?
佐々木さん。
Miss Sasaki?
のことを。
Things about her. And this whole expression, Sasaki-san no koto, is Ms. Sasaki. Now, in English,
Sasaki-san no koto,
Ms. Sasaki,
よく思い出していたんです。
Often, recall. Now here, it's not good, yoi, よく思い出す. Not well, mm-hmm. recall. Mm-hmm. It's often.
Yes, frequently.
Frequently. Now, again, in Japanese, people refer to other people by their surnames or so on. Mm-hmm. But in English, it would be more natural to say, I often recall you.
Yes.
On such an intimate level.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the translation differs from the Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is, recently, I often remember things about you. Next we have.
なぜなら、来月、私は結婚することになったからです。
That's because next month, I will get married. Here we have.
なぜなら。
Because. Great expression here.
Mm-hmm.
なぜ、why, mm-hmm. followed by なら、if.
Mm-hmm.
Because, followed by.
来月。
Next month.
私は。
I.
結婚することになったからです。
Now here we have again, ことになる。
Mm-hmm.
To become this thing.
Yes.
And here the thing is, 結婚する. So, it's becoming to marry.
Yes.
Is the literal translation.
Mm-hmm.
But in Japanese, these things that have been determined and time is ticking away, koto ninaru
yes.
is used to explain them.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Natsuko-san, if I was going back to the US
mm-hmm.
next month, my ticket was bought, everything was decided, how would we say that?
ピーターは来月アメリカに帰ることになりました。
It became that next month, I'm going home. Okay, next we have.
この年になると、やっぱり一人でいたくはありません。
When you get to this age, you don't want to be alone. Okay, here again we have the to conditional.
Yes.
Is marking the subordinate clause. In this case,
この年になる。
This age become.
Mm-hmm.
And here, the to is, can be translated as a when.
Yes.
Because it's marking the time.
Mm-hmm.
When you become this age, then we have?
やっぱり。
As is expected, or kind of like, as one thought.
Mm-hmm. 一人でいたくはありません。
I don't want to be alone. One doesn't want to be alone. Interesting point here. Usually it's, たくないです。
Yes.一人でいたくないです。
But here we have, たくはありません。
Yes.
Two things here. わ is adding some emphasis.
Mm-hmm.
And ありません is the polite form of?
ないです。
Okay, Natsuko-san, running out of time here. What do we have next?
こちらから連絡をしようと思っていたのですが。
I thought that I would contact you, but...
遅くなってしまってごめんなさい。
But I apologize.As I was late. Okay? Natsuko-san, one thing we want to point out here. Kochira kara.
Mm-hmm.
Who are we talking about here?
Himself.
Yeah. You can often refer to yourself as...
Kochira.
Not just yourself, but sometimes your company or your household.
Oh, yes. It's like, you know, on this side.
Yeah. Also nice for emails is... Osokunatte, shimatte, gomenasai.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry for the late reply.
Yes.
All right, then he says, I'll send details, which is?
詳しくはまた連絡します。
All right, we ran long today. More details inside the PDF. That's going to do for today. Don't forget to stop by JapanesePod101.com, pick up the PDF, see what's going on. So much more to bring it all together. Plus, with the new Learning Center, really structured to really help you get the most out of what we're doing. That's going to do for today.
じゃあまた来週。
返事が来た。
佐々木さん、ご無沙汰していました。お手紙ありがとうございました。お手紙を読んでいますと、あなたと一緒に過ごした時間を懐かしく思い出します。実は最近、佐々木さんのことをよく思い出していたんです。なぜなら、来月私は結婚することになったからです。この年になると、やっぱり一人でいたくはありません。こちらから連絡をしようと思っていたのですが、遅くなってしまってごめんなさい。詳しくはまた連絡します。
石原。